Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to Naturally Savvy. Andrea is off today. Andrea, big hello. We miss you. Joining us now is Dr. Mark Mincola. He's a natural health care practitioner who has transformed the lives of thousands of people over the past 30 years. Dr. Mincola, welcome back to Naturally Savvy.
Hey, Lisa. Great to be here. Thank you so much.
Great to have you back. All right, let's jump right in. What is neuroplasticity?
Well, you know, up until 1993, we used to think that we were hardwired the way we thought, the way our brains worked. If we had a tendency toward depressing thoughts or anxiety, we were stuck with it. And then in 1993, Dr. Peter Erickson and Fred Gage, two researchers at the Salk Institute, did some remarkable research, and they determined that indeed we have a different setup between the ears than previously thought. That in fact, we're not stuck with our negative thoughts. We're not stuck with our typical patterns of thinking. We're not stuck with our anxiety and depression. That in fact, we have a great deal to say about changing our mind and changing our brain function. And that our brains are in fact not hardwired, but neuroplastic, meaning that they're capable of shifting and changing, and they're designed for change. So we can actually make tremendous differences with our thought processes and with the way our minds work by working at changing our mind.
Now, have you had personal experiences with neuroplasticity?
I have. I've worked in corporate environments in Fortune 500 companies. I put together a plan called the Erase and Replace Plan. We start off by connecting with the fact that our right prefrontal cortex, the part of our brain that is in the right prefrontal area, has an affinity for kind of depression, anxiety, uncertainty, and kind of more of the shaky kind of thought process. The left prefrontal cortex is confident. It's self-empowered. It's self-assured. So we'd all like to operate out of that Tony Robbins brain. Well, the truth of the matter is we put together programs that are sort of spin-offs on a lot of the research that Dr. Richard Davidson put together at the University of Wisconsin over the years. And they determined in their research and in the work that I did at corporate America that you can actually change people's minds over a period of 16 weeks. And, you know, the brain is made up of around 100 billion neurons with trillions of synaptic connections. Each signal is capable of up to about 1,000 signals per second. And we produce an average of 300 to 3,000 thoughts per minute. So we're constantly thinking thoughts even when we're not aware of it. And when we think thoughts that are negative, they become reinforced. We tend to get into that tendency of producing more and more negative flow of thoughts. If we think more positively, we tend to create a pattern of positive thoughts. Once again, if we think positive thoughts, we tend to strengthen the left prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain that is reinforcing our positive self-empowerment capability. If we think negative thoughts, we have an affinity toward negative thinking. We tend to strengthen and create more of a dominance in the right prefrontal cortex. So we sort of reassure ourselves as, you know, our fate would have it based on the way we think. So in our corporate programs, we actually had people think very positive, 4 minutes twice a day. We teach them to engage in exercising their brain. 4 minutes in the morning, 4 minutes in the afternoon, very dynamic and very positive mantras. It's not strong enough to simply say, I'm healthy, I'm happy, I love my life. To say something very dynamic that gets your nervous system's attention, something like, I am the master of the universe, I am a genius, I'm the most wonderful person that ever lived. Something that's going to get your nervous system's attention that's a positive phraseology. So to engage 4 minutes twice a day in a positive phrase, such as, I am the master of the universe, or I'm a genius, will literally re-alter and sort of recreate a genesis of new thought patterns through the redirection of your synaptic response in your brain. So this has been proven.
That's
We've
incredible.
Done remarkable studies. It's incredible.
Now, is this something that you want to do looking in the mirror, or you can just say it in the car or any old place?
Yeah, we usually encourage people to take a four-minute period twice a day, morning and afternoon, and engage the positive phrase, because again, what Dr. Richard Davidson at the University of Wisconsin found is that your words produce a matching chemistry. So your brain chemistry literally is programmed based on what it hears. Now it can hear it within your mind. You don't have to speak it out loud or in the mirror. I think you can say it any time you want, any time of day, morning, afternoon, evening, before bed, when you first wake up. The key is you want to constantly focus on producing a steady stream of positive words, positive dialogue, and especially if it's very dynamic, if it's very powerful. And if you get your nervous system's attention, it will reformat your brain function. Any time is the best time.
All right. So you just want to make sure to say these things. And do people feel funny at first saying them? And does it take a little time to get used to it?
Well, you know, whenever I'm in a group and I'm doing a talk or presentation, I always tell people that these are very powerful phrases that actually reformat your nervous system in your brain. And your brain and your nervous system literally react and respond to the words you speak. Whenever I mention that you're the master of the universe, everybody always chuckles, and I say that's how we know it works, because the mere laughter indicates that we got your nervous system's attention, which is exactly what we want to do. And again, the phrases that we never speak are the ones that are considered the most powerful. How many times in the course of your life did you say you're a genius or you're master of the universe? Usually the answer is zero. And that's exactly why your nervous system decides to pay attention. It's a new phrase, it's a dynamic phrase, it's a positive phrase, and it actually helps to rewrite your nervous system's attention.
So you do this 2 times a day, 4 minutes each.
4 minutes each, morning, afternoon, for 16 weeks. I am the master of the universe. I am a genius. I am a remarkable human being. I love my life. My life is magnificent. And again, they say it doesn't have to be true. It doesn't have to be accurate. It just has to have a certain neurological value. And again, the nervous system is not going to pay attention if it doesn't have a dynamism to it. That's really what neuroplasticity is all about, the way in which the brain functions. Is the brain actually is willing to reformat, and it's designed, actually, it prefers to reformat itself. It prefers to change. It doesn't want to stay the same. It's looking to shed the depression, the anxiety, the negativity. It's looking to become more positive, more dynamic, more manifest-oriented, and it's willing to do that, and it's interested in doing that, provided it's being programmed properly. And that is the way for your brain and your mind work.
Now, have you followed up with these folks after the 16 weeks to see how they're doing?
Yeah, we in the corporate environment, we actually kept the statistical data. We found that there were, like, remarkable numbers of all these corporate programs because, of course, corporate programs want to know if something's worth paying for. And they make sure that you do your data very thoroughly. We found that we were in the 91 percentile, and most consistently, you know, up to 3,000 different people in these programs. Time and time again, we were in the early 90 percentiles, 91, 92 percentile. Less depressed, less anxious, more positive, more confident, more self-empowered, et cetera, et cetera. So we found really consistent numbers. We even found that people who weren't intending to lose weight, that needed to lose weight, those people who were 20 pounds or more heavier, who weren't intending to lose weight, and we didn't speak a word in nutrition, we had about an 88 percentile of those people who lost their weight. So, remarkable side effect.
That's incredible. Wow. So just simply changing the messages that you're telling yourself.
Because our mind is our baseline for reality. The body basically follows the mind. Your life process follows your mind. Your mind is your baseline for your reality, for your life experience, and your body and all your entire beingness follows that mind. Absolutely, it's really essential to think in terms of healing beginning in the mind. Everything begins in the vibrational response of the mind. So everybody that thinks in terms of purely succeeding at a material level, just losing weight because you're eating better, which is, of course, important. Nutrition is, of course, hugely important. But everybody thinks that you can do it without bringing your mind along for the ride is ill-advised. It all begins in the thoughts.
Well, Dr. McCullough, how do people work with you?
Well, we work with people all day long. I see about 15 appointments every day. I've seen 60,000 appointments over the past 32 years. I do a lot of corporate work, still a lot of corporate consulting. I do a lot of lectures and programs for groups of people. People can check into my website. It's maxhealing.com. It's maxhealing.com, just like one word, Max Healing.
Thank you, Dr. McCullough. I'm going to start saying these things. I am the master of the universe. I am a genius,
you are
and I'm also
of the universe,
Lisa
and
Davis.
You are a genius, by the way.
Thank you. This is
Thanks,
Naturally
Lisa.
Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.